You've got some pretty huge news, big news today, don't you?
Yes, it's kind of hot off the press. Mm-hmm. This morning, right off the bat, I went to the elementary school and honored some teachers who were nominated for Educator of the Year Award. Mm-hmm. And then we did, when I started at the chamber a couple years ago, the committee thought that it would be a good idea to split the award winnings in half, because it's hard to sometimes recognize just one educator, because they do truly make a difference and make a lot of sacrifices for our children. And so we started 3 years ago. We now honor two a year educators. So this morning I honored the first one, and it was Kim Johnson. She is a second grade teacher at McCook Elementary School, and she actually has taught all the way from kindergarten to fifth grade and then an online science college class. But it's amazing with her story. Like, she grew up in McCook, attended community college here in McCook, and she teaches here. And so it's always awesome to see someone who has their roots and it came from McCook receive an honor. And I had a chance to go into her classroom and take some photos and see her interactions with the kids, and she is a fantastic person inside and out. And so a big shout out to Kim Johnson and congratulations. And then we will be recognizing the second recipient here in the next couple weeks. We did have, it is considered the McCook Area Educator of the Year Award, so it is open to Southwest Public Schools, Oberlin, Juanita Palisade, Hitchcock County. So next year, if you live in those areas and you have a teacher or administrator that has made a difference, you're more than welcome to nominate them. And this award is made possible by the Strunk family, the late Alan Strunk. He, in 1998, actually started the McCook Area Educator of the Year Award. And so without him and his family, this would not be possible. So thank you.
You bet. Pretty cool award that each and every year. It's always a tough choice because there are so many teachers around here deserving, aren't there?
Yes. And it's really our committee meets, and the committee is made up of several business people and then also educators. Mm-hmm. And so really appreciate this time of year is just pure chaotic. And so we appreciate them taking their time to read all the applicants. And then I call it grading them, and then getting together and having some discussion. So a thank you, big thank you to our committee members who volunteer.
And again, one more coming up here in the next couple of weeks, right?
That's correct.
All right. This young lady across the way from me is just getting her week started, drinking lots of coffee. I don't know if she's down in some Red Bulls or something like that, or left or right, just trying to keep her energy going for an incredible week coming up with graduation.
Yes, yes, yep. Got the toothpicks already in my eyelids, so I'm ready to go. So I'll probably be zipping here and there, and yep. But come Sunday, I'll probably be on the couch, not moving.
Oh, don't turn the phone off. Don't bother me, right?
Yep.
Next chamber meeting coming up on the 20th.
Yes.
Coming up, right?
Yep.
I get that right?
Yep, on that Wednesday, yes. So next week is the executive committee meeting or mm-hmm. board meeting. And then, yep, we'll have Heritage Days is in full swing. Mm-hmm. Bash on the Bricks, that's coming up June 27th. And lots going on in the chamber, and then we have our sidewalk sale event in July. Mm-hmm. So July 16th. So yep,
here we go.
Yes, if you want to be a vendor for Heritage Days, go to our website. We're still working on it. Jared Mullenkamp from Acme is doing a great job helping me update it with photos and our new logo, and so we're super excited to be showing that throughout the community. So I do know if you have a class reunion or if you have family coming back for Heritage Days, get those rooms reserved, because it sounds like the hotels are, I found that out through graduation, there's a wait list at a lot of the hotels. So get those booked early.
And I'm sure all those motels really appreciate, you know, they want to be booked all the time.
Yes.
All the restaurants want to be booked and stuff like that. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yep. And if you're ever wondering what's going on around town or at the chamber, download the Explore McCook app. Our new logo for the community is a McCook and a Red Willow County brand, and it's here. But that logo is the new app icon, and so you'll find everything there is to do, and the calendars there, the parks, all that good stuff. So.